From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. School policies that have faced opposition among Columbia parents of students with disabilities could be coming under review next year in the state legislature. Lawmakers announced hundreds of bills yesterday that they're filing for the legislative session that starts January 8th. One is from local Representative Chuck Basie, and a bill introduced by a bipartisan duo of St. Louis area lawmakers that would set stricter guidelines on when school officials can restrain or isolate students. Columbia Public Schools' policies came under heated criticism at a marathon September school board meeting where more than 100 parents, students, and advocates spoke. Afterward, the school board postponed any decisions in favor of sending proposed revisions back to its policy committee. But if some state lawmakers have their way, the school board will be getting new marching orders from Jefferson City. Beginning in August, Columbia Public High School students will have the option to graduate with a high school diploma and an associate degree at the same time. That could allow them to head straight into the workforce or to enter college with 2 years of credit complete and no debt. The program represents an expansion of existing dual enrollment programs between the district and MACC. County Auditor June Pitchford said in her proposed budget for the 2020 fiscal year that Boone County's sales tax revenue has declined so much that it should raise the property tax to compensate. The first in a series of public hearings on the proposed budget is scheduled for 7 p.m. tonight in the Boone County Commission Chambers at the Roger B. Wilson Boone County Government Center. The tax accounts for around 68% of total revenue for the majority of county operations and services and has been on the decline for the past several years. Pitchford blames untaxed online retail sales for the drop and called the situation, quote, alarming. To remedy the problem, Pitchford is proposing a 2-cent increase on the property tax levy, which would cost the owner of a $200,000 home an additional $7.60 per year. Michael McMahon, a member of the Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission, estimates that Columbia has 600 short-term rental units, which are the types of units found on websites like Airbnb. The Columbia City Council discussed possible regulation of these rentals at a short meeting yesterday. According to a council memo, the regulations are mostly aimed at rentals that aren't hosted by a property owner. When the owner of an online rental doesn't live at the rental property, the owner would need approval from the city in order to rent it out. The approval would come through conditional use permits, which are given out on a case-by-case basis. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.